welcome to the 409th episode of Travel Witch Radio. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my friend and co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. This is the 10th season of Travel Witch Radio, the show that lets you enjoy the pleasures of travel from the comfort of your armchair.
Every week at this time, we talk to people representing destinations, hotels, airlines, railroads, car rental companies, and others in the world of travel and hospitality, from authors and bloggers to broadcasters and publicists. If it's got anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travel Itch Radio.
And tonight, we continue our special month-long series on the great state of California. Our honored guest is Travis Scott, Executive Director of Visit Mendocino County. Welcome, Travis, to Travel Witch Radio.
Hi, thank you both so much for having me today. I'm really pleased to join you and talk a little bit about the tourism industry in Mendocino County.
Well, first, I'd like to tell our listeners that I love Mendocino. I've been there several times, most recently in October 2019 for a family wedding. So please share with our audience, Travis, how big an area does Mendocino County cover?
Yeah, so we're the size of three eastern states, encompassing about 80,000 square miles. So there's a lot of geography here, lots of land, with, you know, 90 miles of spectacular California coastline, world-class wineries and vineyards, all the hiking and biking and outdoor activities you could imagine, you know, breweries, distilleries, you name it, we have it here.
Is it fair to say that the town of Mendocino looks like a New England fishing village?
Yes, that is correct. The what we call the Village of Mendocino is perched right on the cliffs overlooking the Pacific, and has about 400 residents, and it's just this really idyllic-looking little place that was actually featured, for those of us old enough to remember, in Murder, She Wrote, as the town that she lived in.
Murder, She Wrote was one of my favorite shows, and I guess I'm dating myself, but it's on in reruns. And
right.
How many other movies and shows have used Mendocino as a backdrop?
Oh, gosh, there's been hundreds over the years. We work really closely with the film commissioner here in the county. I mean, hundreds. So, between the Redwoods
Netflix
and the coastline and vineyards.
I'm sorry. Okay, the new Netflix series Virgin River is supposed to take place in Northern California, but is filmed in British Columbia. Do you think it does justice to the spectacular real-life scenery of Mendocino County?
No, not necessarily. But I think they did a really good job picking a second place scene.
We're talking with Travis Scott, Executive Director of Visit Mendocino County. Travis, that scenery must make Mendocino a haven, not only for proposals, but for outdoor weddings. If that's accurate, what season is most popular for marriages?
Yes, it's absolutely correct. And most of the main wedding business take in either the spring or in the late fall, as that is when the fog pulls out from the coast, and so there's no foggy conditions really to speak of. So those are the two prime times for wedding ceremonies here in the county.
Does Mendocino County have redwood trees, also known as sequoias?
We have redwood trees, yes. And we have some original first growth redwoods still growing in our forests. Hendywood State Park is a fantastic place, as well as, you know, we have the drive-through tree in the northern part of the county, which is actually a redwood tree with a tunnel carved out of it, large enough to actually get a small vehicle through.
Ooh.
So,
would you describe for our listeners the coastal scenery, especially the high cliffs above the crashing waves of the Pacific?
Yeah, absolutely. So we aren't known for, you know, gentle beaches that slide off into the water. We're known for very tall, craggy kind of coastline, bluff coastline. And I'm telling you, I was just on my way back from the Mendocino coast to home yesterday, and the water out there is this incredibly turquoise teal blue color right now. It's just incredible. And then, you know, what's really cool is because of all those craggy rocks, it gets the sea foam built up on top of it. And so it's just kind of this swirling teal and white sea foam cauldron of water. It's pretty incredible.
Well, speaking of the ocean, is there a whale watch season in Mendocino County, and are there boat tours that allow visitors to get close-up views?
Yes, there are. There is whale watch season, both fall and spring. Spring seems to be a bit more popular for whale watching here in Mendocino County. I'm not exactly sure why that is. But we do have the Noyo Harbor out of Fort Bragg, several agencies or companies that have, you know, whale watch tours that you can go out and be on a boat and have a captain kind of take you right out into the mix of you know, their line of travel.
Well, in addition to whales, what other flora and fauna might the out-of-towner find in Mendocino County?
Yep, sure. So, you know, we've got, not only is it whales, but we've got, you know, incredible wildlife from deer and mountain lion, which you don't always see the mountain lions, but we were just on the skunk train the other day, and there were foxes that crossed the track. You know, we have, again, our beautiful forests. And then we have two really beautiful wine-growing regions, one kind of on the inland valley, on the inland side of the county, and then one more coastal, which is in the Anderson Valley, and that is the most popular one that you kind of drive through as you head from Sonoma County up the coast, and on your way over you drive through this beautiful Anderson Valley, which is a 13-mile long valley with about 42 wineries sprinkled along the few miles there. Mm-hmm. And really some world-class Pinot Noirs, Chardonnays, and Alsatian varietals. So we're very proud of what we produce inland as well in our wine regions.
We're talking with Travis Scott, Executive Director of Visit Mendocino County. Now, Travis, are logging and fishing still thriving industries, or has tourism taken over?
Tourism has definitely stepped into the number one seat as an economic driver in our county. Over the last 15 to 20 years, logging and fishing has kind of declined. We still do have lots of fishermen on the coast, but really not much logging to speak of anymore. You know, protection of the forest is kind of our number one right now.
And speaking of tourism, I did the 3-hour drive north from San Francisco along Route 1 so that my daughter and I could enjoy the great scenery. Would you recommend that ride, or are there faster ways to reach Mendocino County?
There is a faster way, and that is heading up Highway 101 through the center of Mendocino County and then popping off over to the coast on one of our little highways. But the most scenic and beautiful and, in my opinion, enjoyable travel route is from the Bay Area is up Highway 1 along the coastline. You know, it's just spectacular views the whole way. And, you know, most people don't ever get to landscapes that naturally beautiful, you know, in real life.
It was pretty gorgeous. Mendocino County is not mentioned nearly as often as Napa or Sonoma when it comes to great wineries of Northern California. But isn't that a little unfair to your area?
It is a bit unfair. We have, been growing wine grapes here for, over 100 years. and we have some original vineyards and families that planted, you know, when they came here and settled here in the late 1800s and have been growing grapes ever since. And we have some incredible, spectacular wines. It's a little bit different, though. You know, Sonoma County, so to speak, has their big tourism draws inland with the wineries, and then the coastal region is kind of second place for them. And Mendocino County is the opposite of that. People come here most specifically for the coast and to enjoy the activities on the beautiful Mendocino coast. And then they discover the wine while they're here. And they get really excited about that, and we're pretty proud of what we produce.
What other products have made Mendocino famous?
I'm sure you're asking about a specific one, you know, being that we are here in the Emerald Triangle, at the bottom tip of the Emerald Triangle. Cannabis is, a large industry in the county, and have some wonderful heritage growers who have been growing here, you know, for decades, and do a wonderful job. We're really looking forward to this next year as we kind of get ourselves in order as a tourism region, in spotlighting more of the cannabis tourism offerings that are available in our county, and really trying to educate consumers about the products and about the process, and welcome them here to experience our destination surrounding cannabis and what its offerings are.
Hasn't the song Mendocino helped too? Would you talk about that a bit?
Yes, the song Mendocino has been, you know, out for years. Mendocino County's been referenced in more ways than just that song. But yes, that's definitely been a big promotional driver for us for quite a while. People wonder what it's all about and what the song really means.
You're listening to Travel It's Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent Lee. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on our Facebook page. And we're talking with Travis Scott, Executive Director of Mendocino County. Travis, last time here I stayed at the Little River Inn, which has great ocean views, but I know there are many other terrific places to stay. Could you talk about some of them?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really proud of the small inns and bed and breakfasts that we have here. We feel like they fit very well with our quaint lifestyle. One of the newest popular styles of accommodation actually is on the coast, and it's old-fashioned water towers that you know, people have restored and have turned those into lodging units. So it's pretty cool to be, you know, 100 feet up in the air, having a 360-degree view around the village of Mendocino and the town of Fort Bragg from these water towers. There's currently about 20 of them that are in operation, and they're gaining more and more traction all the time. You know, we have some really key partners beyond Little River Inn, such as the Stanford Inn and the Beachcomber Hotel Group over on the coast. And then, you know, we have some really incredible luxury properties, such as the Inn at Newport Ranch, Noyo Harbor Inn, Heritage House. So we're really proud of the offerings that we have for any style or taste of visitor that may want to come.
So those converted water towers give new meaning to the term waterbeds.
Yeah, right.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Travis, we talked about the skunk train on the show a few weeks ago. Would you mind mentioning it again and telling our listeners what it is and where it is?
Yeah, so the Skunk Train is a former logging railroad that has tracks between the towns of Willits and the town of Fort Bragg. And over the past, 50 years, it's become a tourist railroad and a tourist destination. And so they have, anything from single car trips out, or they have the big train with the steam engine. One of the most interesting new offerings that they have for our visitors is what they're calling rail bikes.
Ooh.
And rail bikes are a two-passenger, side-by-side, power-assisted bike, and they put them on the trail, on the rails, and you get in side-by-side with your travel companion and even your pet. They have a pet carrier for dogs that want to come along. And you travel 3 or 4 miles out into the forest with your group, and you get off and you can take, there's like a 2 or 3 mile hike that goes around through the forest, and then that gives them time to get the bikes reversed on the tracks. You get back on your bikes and you head back into town. It's really a cool open air experience that's really interactive. And, like I had mentioned being on the Skunk Train the other day, and there were some fox that jumped across the track right in front of me, and I'm in this exposed, open car, and it was just so cool to have, it right there at ground level, see these kind of things and see the mushrooms going through the forest and just you're right on the ground. So you get a really close-up view of the beauty.
Oh, that's so wonderful. What is the best time of year, would you say, to visit Mendocino County? And what are your peak and your bargain times?
Right. And this is all personal opinion, clearly. I really like late spring, and I think the hills are still green as you're driving through the valleys. With the vineyards, on top of them, and everything's just lush and fresh and lovely. Of course, our biggest seasons are summer and fall. Mm-hmm. And you can, during those seasons, it's a little more difficult to find lodging properties and rooms. But the early spring and the late to come visit, especially if you're interested in wine tasting, our tasting rooms are so small that if you come in the spring or the late fall, the hustle and bustle is kind of died down, and usually it's the winemaker or the owner of the winery who's standing in the tasting room pouring wine, and you're getting that one-on-one experience, which really doesn't happen very often in other wine regions anymore, and we're proud to see that is still an offering that we have.
Oh, yeah. Now, what is the climate like in Mendocino County? Do you ever get any snow and ice?
Very rarely. I think this year on the tops of the mountains we had one big snow, but it never really affects the downtown areas, the kind of more public areas. Not much ice at all. We do get a considerable amount of rain in the wintertime. But it's been so temperate this year. Right now it's 76 degrees and a very nice breeze blowing, and lovely. The sun is out, no fog.
That sounds pretty spectacular. I know you don't get too many electrical storms, but I do remember when I stayed at the Stanford Inn, there was a tremendous electrical storm out over the Pacific, 5 a.m., and it must have lasted about an hour. It was a beautiful light show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get those occurrences not very often. A couple of years ago, I was staying at another property up on the northern part of the coast, and it was a Valentine's night, they were having a massive storm, and the waves you could feel crashing against the cliffs, and they were kind of shaking the building. There was a low rumble. And then the lightning, you know, the electricity show started out over the water, and it was one of the most spectacular things I've ever seen. We all kind of stood up from the dining table at this lodging property and walked over to the big glass windows and just stared at it for, you know, 15 or 20 minutes while it was coming down, because the show was just so spectacular.
That's great. That's really good. Travis, are most of the inns and B&Bs open all year?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody pretty much stays open year round. Of course, you know, now that we're, you know, kind of gearing up, now that folks are vaccinated and moving a little bit more freely with the pandemic, hotel properties are right now just really kind of getting open to full capacity again, you know, with having all their staff back and bringing back offerings and things like that. So we're really excited to see people come back and to welcome them back to Mendocino County as our guests.
We are talking with Travis Scott, Executive Director of Visit Mendocino County.
Travis, visitors have to eat. So what are some of the best and most unique restaurants in your region?
Sure. So we have, you know, Mendocino County for decades has been focused on organic farming and farm to table. And I think arguably we have some of the most delicious farm-to-table food in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the top of my head, there's a wonderful little restaurant in downtown Ukiah, which is on the 101 Highway 101, and it's called Cultivo, and they do a beautiful array of farm-fresh, local within Mendocino County food, from pizzas to sandwiches to gorgeous salads. And then, you know, over Anderson Valley, the Bewildered Pig is absolutely spectacular. Janelle has been a good friend of mine who's the chef there, chef and proprietress. She's been a good friend of mine for about 15 years. So I've got to follow her, her process of opening this restaurant and, you know, growing it. And it's just incredible. And then further up on the coast, we have the Harbor House Inn, which has our first Michelin star in Mendocino County. We're very proud of that. Came last year. And then we've got, in the village of Mendocino, there's a wonderful little restaurant called Trillium Cafe. And I'm always delighted that they're changing menu. And, you know, the offerings that are so fresh and bright and flavorful, because they haven't been sitting around. They came straight from the farm that day, generally.
Wow. Now, would you say there are any special foods or recipes that are associated with Mendocino?
You know, we have, obviously, seafood is one of our kingpin. Dungeness crab is key, mushrooms in the fall and winter seasons. We also, now a popular thing is seaweed harvesting. People are using seaweed as a flavoring, not just for sushi anymore.
Mm-hmm.
and then another one is uni. Our abalone population has kind of faded away, so that's protected now. But we have beautiful purple uni that has kind of become the new hit. So we're actually going to be hosting an uni and urchin festival this next year.
Oh, wow. Now, Travis, our listeners always like to learn more about our guests. Could you share with us where you were born, raised, schooled, and tell us how you got into the world of school and hospitality? And how you eventually became executive director of Visit Mendocino County.
Sure. So I was born and raised in Mendocino County.
Oh.
I left. Yes, I'm a third generation to the county. I left for school, where I went to a private university in the Napa Valley.
Mm.
And from there, I started working at a winery, and I worked in the wine industry up until about 3 years ago when I found this position at Visit Mendocino County and decided that this is my home, this is the industry that I love and want to support and help care for and tend to. And so I'm just so pleased to be able to be on the team that I'm on and work with the partners and stakeholders that I work with here in the county. We have a wonderful cast of characters, and that's my quick version. Yeah.
Travis, is there anything we haven't asked you that you would like to add?
I think it's important for everybody to know, especially in the times that we're in and coming out of COVID, that in the state of California, Mendocino County came right out of the gate when things started to open up from the pandemic, working with our community members, working with the county board of supervisors, et cetera, to really make sure that all of our tourism operations are safe and clean and everybody can feel comfortable here. So that's what we've done. We've got our hashtag Safe Mendocino Challenge that all of our lodging properties and restaurants and tourism attractions have signed on to. And we're really pleased at the fact that we've had zero cases through tourism in Mendocino County. So we want everybody to know that we welcome them here safely.
Wow. Congratulations. That's terrific news. How can listeners learn more about Mendocino County?
Yes, please visit our website at visitmendocino.com. And there's a really interactive website there that it shows you all around the county. It gives you maps and tourism, you know, listings for properties and all of that, as well as lots of written ideas and small trips that you can do while you're here that are pre-planned. So please visit our website.
Good to know. Thanks to Travis Scott, Executive Director of Visit Mendocino County, for being our guest tonight on Travel It Radio.
Thank you both for having me today.
Our pleasure. And with baseball season underway, why not learn about the game's history from an educational but entertaining source? It's my book, The New Baseball Bible, Notes, Nuggets, Lists, and Legends from Our National Pastime. 480 pages for less than a sawbuck. And it's both a coffee table book and a bathroom book. Read it backwards and still enjoy it. That's The New Baseball Bible with Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels on the cover in his red uniform. Get it tonight on Amazon.com. And that's it for this edition of Travel It Radio. Next week, same time, same station, same writer and same announcers, we will visit with Sherry Nelson of Visit Concord in the last episode of the month and the last in our ongoing California series. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.